This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Still to come, Brian Bloodworth's part two of his examination of ISU football. As advocates push for a welcoming city ordinance in Bloomington, both Normal and Bloomington city managers are expressing concern about the law that would prohibit police from cooperating with federal law enforcement on deportation efforts. Town of Normal city manager Mark Peterson questions the need for such an ordinance. Interim Bloomington city manager Steve Rasmussen is concerned any law on the books needs to be enforced. Bloomington is also waiting to see what Normal may develop so the two ordinances or resolutions are the same on both sides of Division Street. Rasmussen indicates there is a lot of public interest in a welcoming city ordinance.
We had that meeting at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts because we anticipated getting more people than could be accommodated in the council chambers, and that was true. We had about 350 people there. The public comment went well over the normal half an hour, and the council made a motion to extend that, so it extended to about an hour and a half's worth of discussion, and as a result of that, there was some discussion about bringing back something to the council again, and so the city attorney has drafted up what he would propose, a new kind of language on that ordinance, which we would put out for people to discuss. Now, where the council may move on that and when they want to move, I'm not sure. We've sent this out to them, and we've asked where they would like to go with that, and I think that's where we are now. We're waiting to hear what they would like to do.
And some of those language changes would address some concerns that Chief Hefner had regarding how they would cooperate with federal law enforcement.
I think so, and the police chief had certainly has some interest, mostly as concerns crime prevention. That's what we're interested in doing. We don't want to do anything that would tie the hands in the police's hands in terms of crime prevention.
You also don't want to frighten the immigrant community thinking they're going to be picked up so they don't report crime, though, either. So it is a line that this ordinance would walk.
Well, I think I wouldn't want to comment on that until we had a chance to take a look at what some draft language have and what the council might want to work on that. I think we'd be speculating until we have a chance for them to comment on it.
Have the groups, Mark, that have been advocating for this in Bloomington spoken with you or elected officials in Normal?
I haven't spoken with me. I can't speak for some of the council members and the mayor. They may have some conversations, but certainly there hasn't been nearly the level of dialogue that you've seen in Bloomington in our community. I think they're waiting, and once there's maybe some resolution in Bloomington, we suspect they'll knock on our door. But we also are acknowledging the fact that the city has, some of the members of the council said, we'd like to know where Normal stands on this. And so I do know that Mayor Coos has been actively discussing this privately, individually with members of his council. They've shared the ordinance with the police department and myself. And so I do think they want to be in a position to be able to give some indication to the city in the fairly near future of where we stand on it. I will be candid with you. I've reviewed the ordinance. I've talked to our legal department, our police department. I don't support it. I think it's bad public policy to suggest that under no circumstances will we deal with another federal agency. I can tell you as a matter of course, we don't. We typically don't deal with immigration officials. It's rare. They don't call us. We don't call them. If they call us for help, it would have to be very specific and necessary circumstances for us to provide them a support. So really, there is virtually right now no collaboration with federal immigration officials. But we can't, there may be a situation out there that it's in our best interest to cooperate. And I think it's like I say, short-sighted and bad policy to say never. I also don't, I'm personally a little confused as to what is the problem we're trying to address. Is it a potential problem that could exist, or is it a real problem that exists today? But and the council has asked, I mean, privately, where is the staff? And we, I think, like the Chief Hefner in Bloomington, we don't support it because of some problematic issues in the ordinance.
Do you acknowledge that the political rhetoric might have in this country has caused some people in the immigrant community to be concerned about this kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Even false detentions.
Absolutely. We understand there's concern about it. We understand. But again, right now, you know, we can tell people we are not working with federal immigration officials, but we also don't want to suggest that we never will, and under no circumstance will we. There may be instances where it's in our best interest.
Human trafficking cases, for instance.
Certainly, things like that. So, but we understand the reason, we understand the concerns, we're certainly sympathetic to the cause, but when you talk about, you know, putting law on the books, a law is a law, and
you have to enforce it.
We have to enforce it, and we have to understand the ramifications of that law. And the way I look at this ordinance as drafted, it has some ramifications that our police chief and myself are uncomfortable with at this point.
Do you think in Bloomington, Steve, that what you end up with might be so milquetoast or toothless that it's pointless?
Well, I don't know. My personal opinion on it is you can't put together an ordinance that's going to keep everybody happy. Either side is going to want it to be more stringent on their side than the other side. And so that makes it very, very difficult to craft something that walks the middle ground. I would like to comment on what Mark said and the two things he said in the same order he did. First of all, about the elected officials. I know we have elected officials who would like to say that we would like to see what normal is doing, because we would like to have whatever the policy here is to be a policy as a community. There's not a different it's not different from when you go across Division Street. The community all ought to try to treat this in the same thing. And I know we have elected officials who would like to do that. The second thing, in terms of the police department, we also do not go out and specifically enforce any immigration policies. What our policy is that we are involved in crime prevention and public safety. And if something comes out that has to do that is incidental or related to the commission of a crime, it may come out. But that's not what we're out there to do. We're out there to prevent the crime.
It sounds as though Bloomington may still be waiting for what normal might do. Mm-hmm. Is this an opportunity for the Corporation Council for the city, for the town of Normal, Brian Day, and the Corporation Council for the city of Bloomington, Jeff Juergens, to sit down and talk about what an ordinance might look like or a resolution might look like that would serve both communities?
I would say if that's ultimately the direction of the council, is we want to craft our own ordinance that maybe is a hybrid or a modification of what has been suggested, that would be an appropriate course of action. Of course, the attorneys they draft what they're told to draft, so they're still going to need some direction from probably the managers as well as the councils. But certainly at some point that might be appropriate. I don't know that we're ready to do that yet. I think first of all, the decision needs to be made. Is it this ordinance? If not this ordinance, do we want to come up with a substitute or not? So I think there's some decisions that need to be made, and hopefully, I know there's a lot of people anxious for this to move forward. I think we are as well, because it is a bit distracting. It's important, but it is distracting, and I think the sooner a decision can be made, the better. But I also understand the city's wanting to be fairly deliberate and include all this input and understand we're normal. And I do think it makes sense for both of us to be kind of on the same page on this issue. So I suspect that Mayor Coos will be communicating information back to Mayor Renner to let him know, here's what I'm hearing from my council, probably within the next couple of weeks. And so they will have benefit of at least what we're thinking on this end before they actually move forward with some sort of action.
Yeah, I feel confident that those conversations are going to take place. And from the elected officials that I've talked to, I know they want to do that. The only thing that I can tell you that is for certain is that what took place at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts on December 18th, and that was that the council chose not to take action, and that they did ask the corporate council to keep working on a proposed ordinance that might work together, and I know he is doing that, and so he has that now. And given that, where the elected officials may choose to go with that is going to probably be as a result of much of the conversation that they're probably going to have this coming.
Interim Bloomington City Manager Steve Rasmussen and Town Manager Mark Peterson speaking with GLT's Mike McCurdy.